This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. You know how cigarette packages have to have warnings about the dangers of cigarettes and get people to not smoke as much? Well, France is about to start requiring that ads for cars include messages encouraging people not to drive. Specifically, automakers will have to include language in the ads that encourages people to take public transportation or bike or walk. The new rule takes effect in March, but does this kind of anti-product messaging work? Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
France's new law means that somewhere in that ad, trying to get you to buy a zippy Peugeot or new VW or Hyundai, car makers basically have to say, hey, do you really need this? Ads will encourage people to consider alternatives, especially for short trips. This was an easy move for the French government, says Jessica Roberts, who runs transportation change campaigns with Alta Planning and Design.
It is efficient. It also is cost-free, and it's unlikely to do any harm.
And Roberts says this is one thing that politicians can require.
So I sort of like that France said, well, we can't tell car companies not to advertise their product, but what is, you know, what leverage do we have?
The ads will also include a hashtag that translates to move, pollute less. The idea being that it'll become a social campaign, too. And if it gets picked up and people besides car makers and the government start posting about walking and biking, that could be influential, says Kate White, professor of marketing and behavioral science at the University of British Columbia.
It also signals this idea of a social norm of other people are doing it and you see people getting on board and talking about it. It kind of makes it normative, right?
Right, except that changing a habit is extremely hard, especially with something as ingrained as getting into our cars.
And so just sort of giving people a very soft public health message effectively through adverts, I don't think is going to cut it.
Joseph Sherlock is a behavioral scientist at the Center for Advanced Hindsight at Duke University. He says to change habits, you need to create friction or barriers to bad behavior. Sherlock says, take indoor smoking bans.
So you have this sort of big social stigma and increased friction around having to go outside to smoke.
Sherlock says that's the kind of rule that governments should be putting in place if they're serious about disrupting car culture. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.